This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 419 for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's recovery off nearby lows. Canola is up $2 to nearly $4, July up $3.70 at $463.50 per ton. Chart-based speculative buying is a feature, with gains in the Chicago soy complex and a slightly weaker tone in the Canadian dollar contributing to the early strength. Weather conditions do remain relatively favorable in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, but excessive moisture in Alberta continues to cause seeding delays in some regions there. Seeding progress in Manitoba was pegged at 88% complete in the latest provincial crop report. That's up 23 points from the previous week, but still slightly behind the 94% average for this time of year. In Chicago, soybeans and wheat are both higher, but corn is posting small losses. July soybeans up 4 cents at $8.55 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 186,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. China is the likely buyer, and traders are optimistic that more Chinese sales could be in the works. Relatively favorable Midwestern weather and large South American crops, though, did keep a lid on the upside. Corn, meanwhile, took back yesterday's gains to move lower in early activity. July corn down 2 cents at $3.22 per bushel. Fund traders continue to hold onto large short positions in corn, as good growing conditions provide little incentive for short covering just yet. Weekly ethanol data is set to be released later in the day, and that could provide some direction. Wheat, it's higher across the board today, taking back yesterday's losses. However, forecasts calling for much-needed rain in dry areas of Europe and the Black Sea did keep the futures under pressure. Chicago wheat up 6 cents in July at 5.14 per bushel, Kansas City 8 cents higher in July at 4.59 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in the July contract at 5.21 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday morning, June 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.